Our brothers and sisters in Christ, can you imagine the difficulty in the hearts of those who would be handed over even by their parents? Their parents would reject them. Those witnesses who follow Christ, even more so than their parents. We see this especially in the life of St. Francis of Assisi. You know that his father essentially wanted the money that he had more than he wanted his own son. And so Francis famously hands over everything to his father and gave himself totally to Christ. And it says that if we follow Christ, we will be hated by everyone. And so don't be surprised when it seems like everyone is against you when you do what Christ asks you to do. He teaches us in this gospel to persevere, to continue to do what God asks you to do. This is why one of the great spiritual rules that St. Ignatius of Loyola wrote was that in the midst of difficulties, we continue to do the good things that God asks us to do. Don't change your spiritual practice just because there's persecutions. Even your family, even your friends will turn against you when you're doing what God asks you to do. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. And so let's ask God for this gift of perseverance that would turn over everything in our lives, even our families and friends, to Christ, so that we may be a light to the world, to be willing to even be mocked like Christ. Let us unite ourselves to him at this Holy Mass, that he may give us that light and that perseverance.